What'd you say, Pappy?
I'm just, no, really nothing.
You didn't say anything, eh? Okay.
No, what the hell is there? No paper?
It's Sunday, Pop. There's no paper. It's Sunday.
Just the ads, Pop. Just ads.
Okay, Pappy, I guess you better start telling us about your thrilling experiences when you were a kid.
All right.
You feel like talking about your thrilling experiences when you were a kid?
Not particularly.
You don't want to talk about it now. You want to talk about it when there's no recorder around, huh?
Well, let's see.
When did you first run away from home, Pappy?
The first runaway?
Yeah, the first runaway from home.
14, I guess.
When you were 14?
A little more than 14.
And how come you ran away?
I wasn't really running away. I went to the farm. I hired out as a farmhand.
Well, why would you do that?
I hired out. They hire you for a year, see? And by gosh, I went to the harvest time. And then I got homesick. After I got homesick, there was no stopping me. You know?
You mean that you had that sign for a year? Your parents signed for a year?
No, you signed.
When you were 14?
And if I got 14, you're liable for a contact.
Yeah, but what if they would have caught you? Would they have taken you back to the farm?
Well, what he did is, after I left him, you know, I didn't get a pay or anything. So he even took my boots away though. But I had my clutch pantine, and I went took the clutch pantine, then his wooden shoes, and went with those. So
And you went back home, Pop?
Yeah, I went back home. I started out early in the morning. Walked all day long. That was kind of a lot of fun. Even
in
if I did have
shoes,
a little
huh?
package. Yeah, with wooden shoes. And then when I got to Spandau, I got a ride on some wagon. And how far is Spandau from Berlin? I forgot. Anyhow, I finally hit where they came out from Berlin. They had the long ride from the streetcars went out a long way. Anyhow, I got a streetcar from there and went, came home midnight in Berlin.
And they didn't send the police after you or anything?
Huh? Oh yes, oh yes.
They did.
But how long was it, Mama? After that, a week or two later. Schutzmann came in the house and come on, we want you. So I went before the magistrate. 19 days.
19 days in jail at 14, at the age of 14?
Yeah. They call it half the estate. That's no record against you. But they put you in jail anyhow for 19
Was it a regular jail, or did it
was
a
regular jail?
Or?
You bet it was a regular jail in Berlin, yeah.
What did you do in jail? Did they have you work there?
I had I was a doggone lonesome that I said I would claim a Tieten claim. That is making paperbacks, eh? And I made paperbacks there for half a day, and then I went back to sleep on a couch. And that's it.
For 19 days, huh?
For 19 days.
And then you got up.
And when they say 19 days, you get 19 days.
Uh-huh. No time off for good behavior.
No. No
and so you didn't get any pay from the farmer, and you lost your shoes and spent 19 days in jail besides.
I remember my mom had to run around and get me a pair of shoes, by God, so I could even go out walking.
You were 14 then, huh?
14.
Yeah.
Well, boy, did I have it in for that farmer. I swore over
that. How long did you stay with the farmer before you ran away?
Oh, about 3 months, I guess. Let's see, he came for the harvest time, and I was just right in the hay season. That was just about the time he gathered the hay from the Lienaboya Haida. You know what? You haven't heard of that, have you? Well, that is a great big, it's a plain like up on top of the hill, there, the prairie. So, but they have raised good hay there because it's always moist there. It was an inland lake, big lake once upon a time.
I didn't hear about this before. You always told me about working in the bowling alley where you got all those tips.
Oh, was that afterwards
or before?
Yeah, that was the bowling alley. That was while I was still in school.
So that was earlier, huh?
Yeah, way earlier. Uh-huh. Bowling alley, I went to, from 12 to 14 till I got out of school.
When did you run away with your older brother, Max?
That was, wait a minute. But before that, I went after this episode here, I got a job at a furniture factory. I worked there for quite a while. Not too long, but for quite a while. Until this happened with my finger.
Yeah, where you got the blade?
He fired me then, after that.
You shot yourself.
What happened to your finger, Pop?
I shot through it there by looking in there. I wanted to see how many bullets I had in there, and I found out.
It was a little...
Yeah. We worked late, you know, to 10, 11 o'clock sometimes. And I had a chance to buy this little pistol. It was a little six-shooter. Anyhow, you know how crazy kids are for firearms when they're about that age. You know, everybody wants a firearm at that age. Anyway...
Did you do that on the job, Pop? Did you hurt your finger on the job?
Yeah, we just got through, and my friend and I, we were just ready to go home, you know. And I said, wait a minute, I want to see if I got any bullets in this thing. And you can see the bullets, you know, from the barrel. And I turned it once too many times. And it said right there. That hand felt stiff like that. Hmm. You know, momentarily it was stiff, just like paralyzed. For shock. And then I walked in, let's see, that was at least 6-7 blocks, I guess, before I came to the Red Cross station, where they open all the time. And they bandaged it. I told them I had cut my finger on the saw. If I had told them that I shot it, they would have reported.
They would have taken the lead out anyhow. You still got the lead in that finger.
I still have the lead in there.
Piece of lead still in the finger.
You can see it. See?
Mm. And that's when you were 14, see? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Still in there. You can feel it.
Cry fake. Wait. 14, that would have been what year then? 14 would have been, you were born in
1910.
1910.
In the beginning of 1910, I think, when it was. So in 1909, I went to that, 1908, I think, when I went to that farmer.
Uh-huh.
I'm not mistaken, it was 1908. Anyway, let's see. There, I didn't get any more job then, so I went to, wait a minute, let's see, there's so many things in between and before.
You were living at home while you were working at the furniture factory.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I was just living at home when I was in Berlin. But I also made one trip to Hamburg earlier that season. And I got that, that's when I went to my aunt. She was living in Hamburg and had a restaurant there. So I went there by myself with some other three friends. They all wanted to go to sea. But they didn't have any relatives, and my aunt couldn't afford to have them living with her, you know. They had no job, no what they had, but they had to walk back to Berlin again. So,
but I she got, took you in, did she?
But I got finally an acquaintance who put me on a boat. I mean, who had a boat.
Was that that little sailboat, or sailing boat?
Yeah, that schooner.
Schooner. Uh-huh. Yeah. How old were you then?
15.
And that's where you went on the sailor with a captain and three crewmen, wasn't
and
it?
Two and one crewman. I mean, we were three all together, captain, a maid, and a bottle washer, yeah, and chief kitchen and bottle washer.
What did you do on that schooner? I mean, I know you said you went to the Scandinavian countries. You went to Norway.
Yeah.
So, but what?
We carried wheat. We carried wheat to Denmark, and we carried wheat to a port in Nykøbing. That was divided up in three departments, you know, that bin, and each one gets so much. Well, we delivered so much to the flour mills and at that certain port.
Oh, you mean you got a percentage from one? There were three bins, one for the captain. His was the biggest, I guess, and then the mates, and then yours?
No. You got it all wrong.
All right.
The captain had us in the aft, and he was down in a hole. There's a little cubby hole on the back end of the ship.
Uh-huh.
And we were in we had a cabin, which served as kitchen, dining room, and everything. And there was a bunk on one side, there was a bunk on another side, two bunks. So, but that is the time when I had to learn things. He says, you might as well learn while, you know, you're like that, going up on a mast there.
You had to help, or put the help draw the sail up, or you had to climb up on the mast?
Well, I had to help put the sail up, pull the sail up. They have pretty big sails, you know.
How big was the ship, Pop?
How big?
How big was the ship?
Well, let's see. A two-masted schooner, it's bigger than the fishing vessel. They had a flat bottom.
Uh-huh.
And they had two wings on the side that they dropped in the water when they sailed. You've seen them sometimes.
Keep it upright, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, you've seen them sometimes. So they drop right on the side in the middle of the ship there. Hmm. And that way they sail. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to.
Well, what were your duties? Just to help draw the sail and to wash up?
Oh, peel potatoes and
did you have to cook?
Yeah, I had to cook.
And you were 15? You hadn't cooked before, had you?
No, never cooked before. Well, the captain showed me what to do. I peeled potatoes, and he put the meat on, you know. What I didn't like was the onions. I never did like onions at that time. But he said, put a lot of onions in, he said. And I cut them up and stuck them in that there. Whatever that stew was, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I had to peel it.
Did you say it was your aunt somebody that your aunt knew that got you this job?
Well, somebody came in that restaurant all the time. He was a guy that fished around for just like a Shanghai fellas in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Like something like that.
He was trying to get cheap labor all the time.
They always were looking for ones that they didn't have to pay much, see?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long then were you on this trip, Pop?
It was three weeks. You made three trips, didn't you, you said?
Or didn't you say you made more? How many trips did you make? Just one trip?
I made that one trip. But you see, it was kind of long trip because after we had our grain off the ship, then we went to Libau, that is in Russia, which is actually Lithuania. Yeah, that's it. That's where it is. Anyway, there we took coal on and brought that back to Hamburg. That finished my trip at that time.
He's the guy.
But the captain wanted me to go along again. He says, you're doing, you're catching up pretty good, so.
And he knew he had somebody for cheap pay, I guess.
Yeah, you betcha.
But you didn't want to go again?
What's that?
You didn't want to go again?
Well, I told him, I said, well, I like to go longer trips and bigger ships. Well, he says, that's too bad. They all are the same way. Every time I get a good man, they want to go somewhere else.
Well, you have
to pay
more.
So the next time I got a ship, I got a few days later, I got a ship that took me to America.
But you had papers
but
by that
I
time,
could,
huh?
Yeah, I had the ship's papers already. After that first trip, I got the ship's papers.
Uh-huh.
But I was so dumb, you know, when I had that finger here, I showed that there was a scar on that finger, you know, red scar. And then the doctor seen that, he says, no, nothing doing. They don't take anybody with open scars or so, or not quite healed fingers. So,
well, because
anyway.
You have to handle ropes and stuff like
that,
or what?
Yeah. So, but I was smart. The next day I went back and covered the finger with, no, I had the first time I had a leather finger over it, you know, and he wanted to see it, so then he seen it. The next time I took that off and nobody seen nothing, I got a ship.
Yeah. But that sailing boat was the time where you...
That
you
was
were,
really the time.
Yeah, you were up on the mast with the tar brush, and that's when you sprayed
that,
the guy who was...
I had fun, because I didn't mind going up and down that ladder.
Uh-huh.
It didn't bother me
but
a bit.
But that's where you were painting with tar, and you splattered the mate who was hanging over the side.
Yeah, hanging over the side. That's the way he hopped, boy, that was funny to see. Well, I guess anybody would hop when you get a hot iron on there.
hot iron
tar.
On where? Hot tar on where, Pop?
On the arch.
Well, and so then you went on a big ship, the America.
Yeah, the America.
But now, was that an American-owned ship or a German-owned ship?
No, this was German-owned ship. At that time, it was German-owned.
After the war, you mean, that went
then
over
then it
to
became the United States ship, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he called all the German ships went to the United States line after the war. But you see, I ran away on the very first trip.
Uh-huh.
I ran away in New York and...
You mean you came over to New York and then you left the ship?
Left the ship, yeah.
And then you got your job back afterwards?
There was on board of that ship. There were I was what they call a dishwasher. Oh, and you had a. There was another fella with me, an old fella that came back. Worked himself back over on the ship. See? He was a American already, and he says, "I tell you a place where you can go and get a job. There's a place that." They feed you and they bought you until you get a job.
Why? Did he know you wanted to go leave ship?
Yeah,
or did he want to get rid of you?
Yeah, I wanted to leave. And he says, I'd show you a place. And it was right down on the waterfront. It was a dumpy old place that had several fellas, Germans, mostly Germans there.
This was in 1910 now.
It was in 1910,
okay.
In 1910. So he got me there. Finally, a fella came from Long Island, the farmer, and I myself and another Berliner, we went to that farm that on Long Island, and
to work for the farmer.
Yeah, worked for the farmer. During the day, we worked on the ground, hoeing vegetables and stuff. And at night time, that guy came He said, early in the morning, he says, come on, we have to go to New York and get the slop for the pigs. Yeah, they got the slop from the all kinds of to feed the pigs. And by God, I didn't stand that very long.
They worked you, 14 hours, 16 hours a day?
Yeah, 16 hours or more a day. That was a little too much. So he says, that other guy told me he had to do something else. And he says, oh, let's go down to New York and see if we can get anything there. And so we walked 15 miles. That's about the distance from Long Island, where we were, all the way down to Kessel Garden. Kessel Garden is the place on the pit of the point of New York there. You can see it even now when you look on TV, you know, when there's a museum now in the Marine Museum. They made a Marine Museum out of it. Mm-hmm. But that used to be Kessel Garden, where all the foreigners that came over, they were held there for an hour or two and then released, you know. Or immigrants, anyway. But when I was sitting there for a while, I wasn't sitting there very long. Along came another German fella, hotel owner. He took me to Mount Vernon. And there, he gave me a little more money. The other guy was $10 a month, and he gave me $15 a month. So, and there I had a hell of a good time there for 3 months while I was there.
What were you doing at the hotel place?
Taking beer cases around to customers, you know, here and there.
Oh, you mean from the hotel, delivering to people in the town?
I lived in a hotel.
No, but I mean, were you delivering the beer to people in the town? Or to different bars?
No, right around the neighborhood. His regular customers, they would phone in and say, bring me a case of beer over, or something like that. I so I was the one that. And then there
How
was,
did you carry them?
On my shoulder. Sure? It was nothing. Mm-hmm. In those days, I was strong as ox. Then after that, I had a lot of friends. But mostly girlfriends, no other friends, girlfriends.
This was at the hotel?
After I got through, you know, doing the evening, after I didn't have nothing to do after supper. And I ate only two meals, one in the morning, one at noontime. I never ate the evening meal because I didn't need to. I ate so much at noon. Anyhow,
did you get your meals free then?
Yeah, oh yeah, the meals, you know. The rent was, the boarding was free.
Mm-hmm.